Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1671, air date March 20th, 2026.
All right, welcome everyone. This is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. This is our regular Thursday open house where we discuss a topic of important by applying system science principles from Truth Freedom Health. So let me jump right into this. The title of today's talk is probably the most important lesson that anyone serious about wanting to change the world has to learn. And it's called the not-so-obvious establishment, as the slide here indicates. The not-so-obvious establishment, NSOE. And it's really the fundamentals of how do you choose a leader. So let's really have a discussion about this. And I want to start this discussion, why I decided to do this, is because even with some of the most, people who are very, very sincere in our movement, there's always this lack of understanding to really appreciate this. And let me just give a background to this. Those of you who've ever dealt with physical objects and having to deal with day-to-day reality, for example, if you do plumbing in the house or you do electrical work in the house, or you have to go do gardening, or you're an engineer, there are physical laws in the universe. And it is the understanding of these physical laws that got us out of living, with apes and monkeys. If you've ever been to Africa and you realize, if you ever go on a safari, you realize that at one point, whether you like it or not, we were living out with we were living like animals, and it took us a while to figure out how to get out of that situation. And it's very easy to go back into that situation. And one of the profound things we learned was to look out at the universe, which was highly, highly mysterious, and to understand or to unravel the mystery of the universe by understanding laws. And those laws helped us have this situation right here. I'm talking through some very, very powerful technology. I'm using the theories of electromagnetism. We're using transduction concepts from mechanical and electrical engineering. But this event right here would not exist without science and engineering. Fucker Carlson could not create this. Donald Trump could not create this. All those grifters on the internet did not create this situation. It was hardworking people, engineers, scientists, who delivered this. And it's very, very hard to, or it's very easy to forget this. And I really want to emphasize this. So anything you have today that you use seamlessly, your iPhone, comes from a lot of hard work of people understanding physical laws and taking those physical laws and implementing them. And that is what has moved society forward. Now, in the field of communications, we experience our iPhone every day or some type of phone system. That would not exist until we came out of the darkness and we understood the laws of electromagnetism. And many of you probably haven't studied this. Many of you probably maybe don't want to study this, but for God's sake, appreciate the fact that there were people unraveled the laws of the universe to understand electricity and magnetism work. It was a lot of fucking hard work. And that's why you're able to speak on the iPhone today. If you have a light bulb and you want electricity, that took a whole nother set of work by engineers and scientists, real scientists. If you look at flying, on an airplane, that did not just happen. It came from people understanding Bernoulli's principle. So we moved out of the darkness into the light by understanding the laws of the universe. And at every step that occurred, people thought it was impossible to understand stuff. So there were many people who took advantage of this impossibility, and there were a lot of charlatans, snake oil salesmen, grifters, people who said, oh, you can't understand everything. So they would try to bring in all sorts of quote unquote religion or quote unquote spirituality to manipulate people. And when people actually figured out, wow, we can understand Bernoulli's principle and could build an airplane, that was magic. When people understood, we understood the laws of electromagnetism, that was magic. But it wasn't magic. We actually understood the physical laws of the universe. Well, anyone who's an engineer knows these laws take a lot of effort to unravel. And I keep emphasizing this, but I got to do it again because Andrew is going to bring this conversation up and I had to pound this away. And Andrew, don't take this personally. Going back to the fundamental principle of our movement, Truth, Freedom, Health, just like people like Maxwell understood the laws of electromagnetism, et cetera, our movement, my work, has unraveled the laws of systems and politics, which people thought were impossible to unravel. And we use control science, system science principles to unravel that. And if you go to truthfreedomhealth.com, you'll realize that there are three fundamental things you need to have under your belt if you're serious about changing the world. And if you don't have these three things, and if you listen to anyone, quote unquote, exposing the truth, and they don't have these three things, they're full of shit. They're grifters. And they're monetizing exposing truth. And I'm going to have a conversation with Andrew, and we get to this so you can see this. But if you do not have the knowledge of system science and capital A&D and an organizational structure of global leaders who understand those laws, and three, you are not actually building a bottoms-up movement, giving people action. Theory of system science, a community of organized people, and three, action to mobilize people. You have to have all those three things. If you don't have those three things, you're just whistling Dixie. You're not serious, period. And there is no compromising on this. There's no, well, he said some nice things. Dr. Shiva, I think you're being too critical. No, fuck you. He's not serious. He's not a leader. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And we're going to go into example after example after example to pound this away. And our movement is building real leaders who want to change the world, who understand the importance of system science, who understand that you need a global community, and who recognize you have to take action. And if you don't recognize these three things, you have a massive blind spot, and you should come here as students to learn. And you should invite other people. And you should be highly, highly critical of podcasters, influencers, etc., because they're not serious. So let's just jump right into it. Go ahead, Andrew. Is Andrew here? So if you could put me and Andrew on dual screen. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, Dr. Shiva. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Could you put me and Andrew on dual screen? Because I want Andrew. Andrew, let's try to recreate the conversation you had. What did you say earlier this afternoon? Go ahead. So give the background.
I was just sharing an interview I had listened to earlier in the day on Jake Shields' podcast. He was interviewing Ian Carroll. And both of these characters, you know, I question their sort of, they don't have our North Star. You know, they're not Truth, Freedom, Health people. But, you know, there were certain things that they talked about that gave me a little bit of, I guess, encouragement that they may be leading towards maybe raising their own consciousness. Specifically, they were really pointing out how many of the NSOE that you've highlighted over the years, specifically, you know, Booby effing Kennedy and Tulsi Gabbard, both of these guys were saying how, you know, they've really realized how betrayed they were by these characters. And, you know, you corrected me because I was sort of giving them too much credit for making that realization. But I think, you know, I guess I'll stop there. You know, we can.
Yeah. So the conversation Andrew had, because Andrew, by the way, Andrew is a very sweet guy, always is looking to give people the benefit of the doubt. Right, Andrew? You're always looking to hope that there's someone out there. Okay. And this hope is actually hopium, because the reality is, if you take these two characters, Jake Shields and this guy, Ian Carroll, I would argue that they're the not so obvious establishment now. Because Andrew, you made a comment, you said, well, they really understood Tulsi Gabbard and Booby effing Kennedy as not so obvious establishment. And I said, Andrew, you got it wrong, right? I said, the only reason they're saying that is because Tulsi Gabbard and Booby effing Kennedy have removed their dentures and they're showing their fucking fangs. They're the obvious establishment now. And these two characters were always giving people hope that these people are somehow good people. And now, after Tulsi Gabbard did that tweet a few days ago and said, Tulsi Gabbard, if you remember, years ago she was saying, Iran has no nuclear weapons. We should never go to war with Iran. And I was calling her out 3 years ago that she's a warmonger because the evidence was out there that she was part of the Council for Foreign Relations. She was part of the Psychological Operations Unit of the National Guard. She has a history of supporting Israel to fuck over the Palestinians. Now, this is obvious. But people say, oh, Tulsi's nice. And people like these two fucking characters are promoting her then. But to us, who have the knowledge of system science, we knew she was a not-so-obvious establishment. But these characters, who, by the way, are highly monetized, they make cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching money. And we'll get to this. It's hard for people to understand that there are people who just make money on watching which way messaging is going. So these two characters were promoting Booby fucking Kennedy or giving hope and Tulsi Gabbard. We were exposing them and leading people away to alleviate human suffering. These people were supporting them. And now, after Booby fucking Kennedy has supported immunity for Big Ag, Monsanto, has openly supported glyphosate production. Now they're saying, because the fangs are openly showing they're the obvious establishment. So in order to keep their views and clicks, these motherfuckers are acting like this and confusing people like Andrew. Sorry, Andrew, right? Because who's looking still for someone out there? But they're not fucking out there. They're right here. Our movement is the only fucking force which has figured out these three goddamn laws. You must have theory of system science. And you must have a global organization, and you have to do action. These motherfuckers aren't doing that. Right, Andrew? They're not.
They're just taking the place of those NSOEs. You know,
they are the NSOEs.
Yeah.
Okay.
They filled that
void. So let me give you a data point, because you cannot be fucking naive anymore. And I had some other person who was sort of an Omega wolf in our movement, and she saw me exposing somebody and she goes, wow, there's so many people you guys are critical of. Yes, I'll follow you, but I still believe that you should let all of them into your leadership. You know, the woman has not gone through our Warrior Scholar program. She smokes, but she still hasn't saved $100 to take our program. And she doesn't fucking get it. And here's the bottom line. This is why the great teachers of our time had very little tolerance for stupid idiots who don't want to study. And that's where I've come to in my life. I don't want to be around people where we're giving them, here's the knowledge. Everything's right here, packaged for you. And you don't want to study it. And then you ask stupid fucking questions. So here, let me give you the reality, the ground reality of how there are people who have data and access to messaging, and they don't give a fuck about what the message is. They'll say anything to make money. And I'll give you a simple example. Many, many years ago, one of my clients, you know, I created one of the first AI systems for automatically reading inbound messages for email, analyzing them, creating a message. Well, anyway, one of my clients was QVC. You may know them, one of the big home shopping network people. All right. You know, they used our product for 20 years. Now, if you watch QVC, you know, it's people selling a product, right? They'll sell, oh, here's a harmonica. Let me sell you this harmonica. And they have two hosts who typically say, see, this harmonica is shiny and silvery and blah, blah, blah. It sells for $19.99. Okay. And they have, you know, a woman and a man dressed up, you know, et cetera. Well, what many people don't know is that there are producers who on their screen, they would have the echo mail analysis, how many emails were coming in, what people are saying. They had data on how many sales were taking place in real time. and they would watch their words and messages those hosts were doing. So if the person said, wow, this is a really beautiful silver harmonica, and they saw cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching sales, they would tell the host, please say that again. They don't give a fuck what you're saying. That message titillated someone to buy more harmonicas. You guys get it? It's called messaging. All right. So the high-end, and this is 20 years ago, consumer marketing companies are watching what message sells. Okay? If they say, this harmonica is not used by Zionist fucking cocksuckers, ching, 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 please say Zionist cocksucker some more. You guys get it? All right. That is marketing. It's understanding the message. And if that message moves the needle to monetize, say it more. All right. All these goddamn fucking grifters who don't get shadow banned, like I do, don't give a fuck about the end state. They are simply watching the trends and they are pushing messages. If you understand this principle and you really get it, you'll save yourself 20 years of suffering. If not, you're going to have to like, ooh, maybe that's not true. Maybe people are just nice people. No, they're fucking not. Let me give you an example. There's a interesting magazine called Unheard, and the guy follows me, the editor. And about 3 weeks ago, he had written a very interesting article exposing Fucker Carlson. And I said, good, and you read the article. And what it says is Fucker Carlson, aka Tucker fucking Carlson, his entire life has been wanting to be famous. Okay? Because Tucker Carlson realized that if you were famous, then you were relevant. If you were not famous, you were not relevant. Okay? So Tucker Carlson's entire fucking life, and I hope you're listening to this fucker, because you are a fucker, because I've had personal experiences with him. And if you notice Tucker Carlson's face, you know that goofy face he puts on? Does anyone think it's ever sincere? It's not. He's a fucking actor. Fucker Carlson's entire life has been getting data to figure out where he should be so he can be famous. People don't know. Where was Fucker Carlson before Fox News? Anyone know? Andrew, where was he?
You told me earlier, CNN.
CNN, which is supposedly the antithesis of Fox News. So Fucker was over at CNN, because remember, that was when it's a new cable network. That was prestigious to be there. Then he went to Fox News, and then he played both sides. And then he now spun off, and supposedly he's anti-establishment. Well, let me tell you that Fucker Carlson and all these motherfucking marketers, they get access to data that you don't. Just like QVC is getting real-time data. Pew Research, PEW, if you look them up, they do like real-time polling. On February 28th, if you saw my tweet, they released a poll. What did that show? It showed that, maybe Suresh can find it, but it showed that the trend, see, they look at trends, not where the hockey puck is right now, but as Wayne Gretzky said, where the hockey puck is going to go. Okay? So the data was clear that more and more Americans are not supporting Israel. In fact, the support for Israel from 41% was trending downward, and the curve is not flat or this, it's downward, guys. It's a fucking vertical line down. Do you understand what that trend means? That's a second derivative is going down, okay? All right. And it said that 36% of Americans are supporting Palestine and the curve is up. You see those lines? If Suresh can zoom in on the endpoints, you see that's the trend. If you can zoom in, please. Zoom in if you can. If you can't zoom in, you can see that endpoint. Okay, the slope of that line is what we look at. You can zoom in even more. Zoom in and go to the right. that slope of that line, the 41% for people, percent who are supporting Israel, is going down. Okay? And the slope of the line, people supporting Palestinians, these are Americans, is going up. That's what Tucker Carlson has. He doesn't give a fuck about Palestinians or Israelis, for that matter. He's looking at where he needs to be, what messaging he needs to put out to fucking make money and be relevant. That's why his face is always insincere. He's a fake. 9/11, remember when 9/11, the buildings came down? People were saying, wait a minute, Building 7, there must be someone else who did it. Tucker Carlson put down those people then. But now he sees, wow, people are interested in 9/11. Now he's suddenly a 9/11 conspiracy theorist. Ooh, people are interested in spirituality. Let me talk about spiritual beings. You guys follow what I'm saying? He's not real. And this unheard, I forget the editor's article, he traced Tucker Carlson's entire life, and all he does is grift. He is a master grifter. And what I'm telling you, if you really get this, you can be an agent of change. If you don't get this, and you want to be dumb about this, and you want to give these people the benefit of the doubt for no reason, they haven't done anything for you, you will get fucked. Not only in this realm, but in all other aspects of life. You have to know who to listen to. Your life success will be determined by who you listen to, what leaders you choose, what advisors you choose. And that takes great wisdom. And there are three ways you can choose your leader. Either you look at their backgrounds or what decisions you need to make in your life. You look at their backgrounds, and we'll talk about that. What have they said? What have they done? Or you go the other route. You look at other people's experiences. Wow, that person did this. They really got fucked. That person, they succeeded. Or you take the third route, which most human beings do, which is to fuck themselves up, to go through their own mistakes. Because they lack the wisdom on how to choose a leader. Our movement will teach you how to choose a leader so you don't fucking waste your life. Tucker Carlson is not a leader. If he is so anti-establishment, why is he promoted? Why is he not shadow banned? Ask yourself that simple fucking question. Why does he get millions of views? He's funded by an Iranian billionaire, the same billionaire who funds J.D. Vance. That's who funds Tucker Carlson Network. Tucker Carlson is not one of us. He follows the messaging. If tomorrow the messaging said Trump is a saint and everyone believed that, he'll be out there saying that. Just 4 weeks ago, he was invited to the White House. For God's sake, please don't be naive anymore. Tucker Carlson is an agent of the swarm. And he is there. Look, we talk about power, profit, control, right, Andrew? We were saying, what's the question you asked, Andrew? You asked something. You said, are these people just in it for something, right? Like,
I think I was saying that they were put in this position more for like propaganda and mass manipulation, and you were sort of expanding that beyond just the control aspect, right?
Yeah, so it depends on the individual. There's power, profit, control. An academic at a university like Harvard or MIT or any university, those people don't really care about power or profit as much. They do, but they care more about control. You see, if you become a tenured professor at a major university, you get to write a paper. Maybe you want to be the expert on pygmies in Africa. And there are people like this. And they write seminal papers saying that pygmies are dumb. And they control the narrative that all pygmies are dumb. Or women can't study math, which is what Lauren Summers said, the president of Harvard. So they try to be experts in the field, put out their ideas, which grab the public, and they own those ideas. That's called control. Other people just want money. Trump, him, Jared Kushner, and other people want power and control. That's a Tucker Carlson. And he wants profit, okay? So it's a mix of things. It's not any one thing. It depends on the individual. Okay, so please understand, anything out of fucker Carlson's mouth is highly suspect on his intention. Because you look at his history. He goes from CNN to Fox, and now he's anti-establishment. One day he's attacking people for questioning 9/11. Now he's like the 9/11 truther. One day he's like a rabid pro-Israel, and now he's against Israel. Like, no fucking consistency. All over the fucking map. Some people say, oh, well, fucker is changing. He's learning more. No, he isn't. That's called you're a fucking naive person. You have to look at the arc of his trajectory, where he's coming from, what drives him, and you realize that the entire arc shows, watch where the messaging trend is, go there, because I get to be popular, and I get to be relevant, I get to be famous. And that's what this editor brought out in this article. That's fucker Carlson's life. Now, if you're a hardworking person, you can't even comprehend this, but trust me, that is what he does for work. His job is to try to be famous and relevant. And remember, he applied for the CIA. His father headed up the Voice of America, which is the biggest CIA media outfit. That's not my family. That's not your family. Right, Andrew? It's not us.
Nope.
So it's very hard to comprehend what these people think. So fucker Carlson's at the top of the heap of grifting. And you can't be fucking naive about this. Now get to Ian Carroll and numbnuts like Jake Shields. Jake Shields didn't know shit about Zionism. I must have talked to him for multiple hours explaining to him what the fuck Zionism is. He didn't understand the difference. Then he suddenly starts becoming a big anti-Zionist. And then he starts complaining, oh, I'm being thrown off YouTube. I'm losing money and monetization. Starts some Jake Shields podcast. He wanted to put me on a show. Multiple times we followed up. No response. When I'm the fucking guy who trained him on what is fucking Zionism. Now, why doesn't Jake Shields put us on? And please don't beg to him. Those of you, please put Dr. Shiva on. Please don't beg to these motherfuckers. We don't need them. But Jake Shields put Ian Carroll on, and both of them are promoted. Now let's look at these two fucking guys. Have they studied system science, Andrew?
No.
Have they ever said they want to build a bottoms-up movement?
No, they never provide any solutions. They never provide any theory.
Right. Do they have an organizational structure? A structure, a global structure that has...
If any of these guys were to disappear tomorrow, their followers, their base would just, you know, it would disappear into the ether and no one would ever know that they existed because they never left any lasting impression other than to demoralize the public, provide no solutions whatsoever, and basically leave people in a more isolated state of learned helplessness, which is
right, but what I'm saying
opposite
is,
of everything that you've done was building this movement.
Andrew, what I'm saying is, have they ever studied system science? Do they even understand what that is? Number one.
No, I've never heard them talk about that ever. No.
Nothing. Have they ever talked about an organization that they have, that they're training other leaders, that they have, you know, infrastructure? No. A community?
Never.
Have they ever talked about, hey, let's go hand out cards. Let's go mobilize people. The three things that are foundational, they don't have any theory, political theory. They don't have any fucking organization. And they don't tell people to mobilize. The three essential things for changing the world, period. And you need all three, A and B and C. You need theory, you need community, and you need action. They have none of it. What they do have is followers. And like fucker Carlson, they're like mini fucker Carlsons. They're watching, oh my God, Dr. Shiva's, you know, Zionist cocksucker took off. And Jake Shields, if you go look at it, starts using Zionist cocksucker shortly thereafter. Doesn't credit me. Do you see? It's like when I met with Donald Trump for 2 hours. What Donald Trump kept saying to me is, first he showed me polling data. Then the next thing he said, oh, that's a good soundbite. Let me write that down. I'm telling you, when I was in Hollywood and I escaped out of there, a very famous Hollywood lawyer said, you know, Dr. Shiva, you should thank God you got the fuck out of here. These people are vultures. They are vultures for your content. They steal content. It's like when Kanye West called me and he was going to come down to take the science of systems. He was going to come down. We set it all up for him. Nick Fuentes, a fucking little piece of shit, who's also promoted, told Kanye not to come. Now, when I'm speaking to Kanye, he says, you know, Dr. Shiva, and I have multiple witnesses to this, okay? He said, you know, I worked with Jay-Z and I really learned. He was my mentor. I want to study with you and I want to plagiarize all your material. Now, you might think this is a joke, but what I'm trying to tell you is content, messaging is a commodity. They don't care what the fuck it says, guys. All these rappers saying, I'm going to bitch you up. I'm going to fuck you up. It's just words, right? They just learned, oh, people are angry. Let me say these words. Overnight, little white kids wearing big chains walking around like they're black. You know what I'm talking about? There is a whole genre of people who are watching messages, watching which way the hockey puck's going, and they'll just fucking spew it out. It's not real. When we say Zionist cocksucker, we actually mean it. And we say we're going to do a protest in Harvard Square, which we did. And we say we're going to hang out cards. And we mobilize people globally. You see what I'm saying? And we tell people from a systems perspective, Zionism is different than anti-Semitism. What is Zionism? We teach people everything. These people are just, oh, wow, Dr. Shiva did that. Let me say that now. Oh, my God, Tulsi Gabbard. She's bad now. But motherfucker, she was bad before. You didn't say shit because at that time, it was very fashionable to be part of Tulsi Gabbard. You got views and clicks, you asshole. You didn't break people away from her. You drove people to her. So it's pretty much black and white. There are people who are the obvious establishment and they're agents of change, which is what we are. And you know what the not so obvious establishment is? They are brought in to muddle it, to make it gray, to make sincere people like Andrew and others say, Andrew, I'm just using you as an example. Maybe Ian Carroll could be nice. I don't think we should call him out. No, he must be called out because it's better to separate the wheat from the chaff. You need to remove all this gray shit. That's what the purpose of Booby Kennedy is. Booby Kennedy was the not so obvious establishment. And look at all these medical freedom people who followed him. He silenced them silently. They're not doing anything because they thought Booby was going to do something. And now he's openly supporting glyphosate Roundup. And he's supporting immunity for big agricultural companies. We called him out 5 years ago and we were attacked, but we ripped away good people from him. A leader always says the truth at the right time to the right people. That's a fucking leader. I'm a leader. These motherfuckers are not leaders.
I didn't hear either of them credit you in any way, even though you've been calling this out from day one about all of these NSOE actors. So the fact that they know about you and they still can't, you know, give you credit, it's even more evidence that they're...
Well, it's not just credit, Andrew. They cannot drive people to our movement because they are part of the swarm. Right. It's pretty much black and white. Look, you could give these people some benefit of the doubt if our movement didn't exist, okay? But they know we exist. It's not like in 1970, or 1980, where there was no movement like ours. So you could say, okay, there's really no North Star. Well, the North fucking bright star exists, and that's us. And they know we exist. They steal our material. And so they are muddying the waters. So the obvious establishment gets another decade of existence. They muddy it and they muddy it. And they take good people who are emerging and they sucker them into them because they know good people are also naive. Because hardworking people can't fathom what I just told you. They haven't seen these people operate. For whatever reason, God gave me the opportunity to walk among these assholes and in their worlds to bring you these experiences so you don't have to go waste your time. So either you can say, okay, I'm going to listen to Dr. Shiva's experiences, or I'm going to fucking waste 20 years. So how do you choose a leader? How the fuck do you choose a leader? It's very difficult. You know, it's like, how do you choose a good financial advisor? How do you choose a good master plumber to learn from? How do you choose if you want to be a good sales guy? Who do you learn sales from? If you want to be a good chess player, who do you learn chess from? If you want to be a good bodybuilder, who do you learn from? These are very fundamental questions because it'll determine the trajectory of your fucking life. So if you have earned money and you want to get a good financial advisor to help you, are you going to go? How do you choose someone? How do you choose someone, Andrew?
Based upon a track record of success.
Exactly. So you would say, okay, here are three financial advisors. This guy's been doing it for 35 fucking years. He keeps making money, 8% or 20% per year, whatever the number is, every year. He's been doing it for so many years. Here's another guy who just called you up. He's got a fancy suit. He sounds great. He's been doing it only for 2 years. And he has no track record. Here's another guy who does some financial advice. He also sells cars. He also runs a laundromat business. He's been doing this for 20 years. Never. Who are you going to fucking choose? Obviously, the first guy. Consistency, a history of track record, right? If you had a choice to go learn bodybuilding with Frank Zane or some guy who is a 20-year-old kid who just does YouTube videos, and he's all buffed up, who are you going to choose? You're going to choose Frank Zane, who's the only guy who beat Arnold Schwarzenegger, okay? So you have to look at people's fucking history and their track record. Go look at my history. Since 1981, my politics have not changed. Consistently exposing the not so obvious establishment, consistently talking about bottoms up movement, consistently telling the right thing at the right time, consistently fighting, consistently putting my ass and my life on the line. Why the fuck would anyone fucking send me a video of some Ian Carroll or Jake fucking Shields? Would you send a fucking video of a fucking 20-year-old bodybuilder to fucking Frank Zane? No, you wouldn't do that. It's insulting. It shows that you're a fucking idiot and you don't know the difference between a master and a fucking amateur and a charlatan. And that's where we're at today. And the reason the world suffers is because people don't have this wisdom. If you want to study mechanical engineering, you go to Stephen Crandall and Den Hartog. And if divine providence gives you that opportunity, you're fucking studying with two of the greatest mechanical engineers of our time. You wouldn't go study with a guy who fucking failed every fucking math course, would you? To learn how to build a goddamn airplane? No. So we're living in a world where people have lost respect for people who do the work and are consistent and over again. We follow fucking grifters. Our movement is very cut and dry about it. We're very critical. Ian Carroll's a fucking grifter. How does this guy appear out of nowhere in 3 years, has millions of followers? He's promoted, guys. He's not an anathema to the establishment. He's serving them by never calling out the not so obvious establishment. So this brings me to the issue of physics. So a lot of books I got here, spent my life understanding how the universe works, from chemistry to mechanical engineering to electrical engineering, etc. There are fucking laws. That's why this light bulb exists. That's why all of this shit exists. You may not know how this works, but I can tell you how it works in gross detail, all the way down at the atomic level. I'm not telling you should know that, but there's a lot of fucking work that went into that. If you do not understand the not so obvious establishment and you're not willing to learn it in your bones, you will always get fucked over politically. Let me repeat that again. If you do not understand the not so obvious establishment concept and who they are, it is as bad as walking off a cliff and thinking you're going to float, that there's nothing called gravity. That's the physics here. The not so obvious establishment exists to blur the revolutionaries from the establishment, to blur it. They are created no different than putting rose-colored glasses on. You don't see the way the world as it is, and that's why they exist. They are the devil's creation. The NSOEs are the devil's creation. It's better off just having the obvious establishment because you can see things clearly. But the NSOEs exist to fuck you up. And that is why I'm so fucking vicious against the NSOEs. I'm trying to save human suffering. We're trying to educate people on who the fucking NSOEs are. Booby fucking Kennedy is worse than Monsanto because he's blurring it. Oh, Booby's going to help us. Booby just fucked you. Booby just supported more glyphosate production, and he supported giving immunity. If glyphosate hurts your children, you cannot sue big agricultural companies. That's exactly what Ted Kennedy did with vaccines. But do you understand how dangerous he is? Because all these medical freedom people, Kennedy, Booby, Booby, Bobby. And so he's his fucking friend. He's not your fucking friend. He's Epstein's friend. Look at his track record. So how do you choose a leader? Let's look at Booby's fucking track record. Look at his track record. Okay, let's start from the beginning. Okay, he goes to Harvard, sells heroin. He wasn't even qualified to get into Harvard. How did he get into Harvard? He just wrote his name Kennedy, literally on the application. Then he wins a senior thesis award at Harvard. How? His fucking roommate wrote it for him. Plagiarist. Then he was a fucking drug addict. I mean, just look at this fucking resume. Would you hire a guy like this, a drug addict for 20 years, plagiarized, got into Harvard on no merit? Oh, great, fucking great guy. I'm going to hire this guy. I would never get hired. Would you, Andrew? No fucking way.
Never.
We came from hard working class families. He came from a family of fucking murderers and mafia people. It's disgraceful. And then he gets to take over other nonprofit companies so he can build his brand as some environmental lawyer. He took over one woman's organization, Waterkeepers. He didn't build it. And then he gets into the quote unquote anti-vaccine movement, not promoting the truth about the immune system, but making it pro and anti-vax, a dialectic. But then he endorses Hillary Clinton, not once, not twice, three times. Hillary Clinton is pro big pharma, pro Monsanto. And he not only endorsed her, campaigned for her. Now, all this is out there. Who fucking called him out? I did. And there were people saying, why don't you work with Bobby? You and him would make such a great team. Fuck you, idiots. He's not fighting for us. I could have compromised. I could have been a grifter. No fucking way. I've had that access, guys. I chose Jake Shields and Ian Carroll. Each would be sucking each of his balls, literally. Do you understand the difference? Booby Kennedy, the writing was on the wall, but people don't call him out because he has a name Kennedy and people want, think it's some aura. If you or I did that, Andrew, we would be dead. More than likely, he drove his wife to kill herself. And then after his wife dies, he acts like he's concerned about her. They bury her in the Kennedy plot, then dig her out of the plot and bury her in an unmarked grave. These people are fucked up. Tulsi fucking Gabbard. Go look at my tweets. 8 years ago, we're calling her out. The data is right in front of you. And now she finally, one day she's against invading Iran. Now she's saying, we must follow the president. Now Ian Carroll and Jake Shields are saying, ooh. They didn't call out the NSOEs, Andrew. They've never called out the not-so-obvious establishment. So it's very important to understand. What's that? Yeah, they're the obvious establishment. And the only reason Ian Carroll and Jake Shields did this is because they don't want to lose their views and clicks. You see what I'm saying? It's the same thing Tucker Carlson following the hockey puck. Please understand. Go to our website, Suresh, if you can bring it up. Go to Truth Freedom Health. We've made it so clear right now. If you want to change the world, you're whistling Dixie if you don't have the three features. You must have theory, the science of systems. Second, you better have a community of people, which is what we have, a global community of warrior scholars. And third, you better be willing to take action locally to educate other people. Scroll down. So Truth Freedom Health is the only movement that provides the necessary three-part infrastructure to change the world: system science, a global community, and organized action. You see, revolutionaries for the last thousands of years have tried to figure out how to crack this code. Just like people try to figure out how to fly, people try to figure out how to have light. We figured that out. We really have. You need theory, you need community, and you need action. All these people are not even amateurs. They're not even interested in this. They're working for the opposition. And our movement teaches people to have this wisdom, to have this clarity, to be critical, and to expose these motherfuckers. Because that is the way we get out of this. It's science. It's physics. You need to have force, mass, and acceleration. You need to have theory, community, and action. We're the only game in town. There is no other game in town. This is like Newtonian physics. It really is. And if you are getting it intuitively, you still have to roll up your sleeves, because you may say, I get it, what Dr. Shiva is saying. But now you need to get it in your bones. You need to take the course. You need to connect with the community. And you need to learn how to communicate with others. You need to take action. And then you evolve yourself to really be a very powerful being, but coming from within, where you understand these principles. You're able to articulate it with your own authority, because you get it in your bones. So how do you choose a leader? Who do you choose to say, I'm going to follow this person versus that person? It's a very difficult question. But if you have done the work yourself, what I can tell you is, if in any endeavor you have learned how hard it is to do something, then you actually value the person who's achieved something. The problem is, we're creating a generation of people who don't work at anything. So they don't know what real work is. So they can't make choices. This is why it's important to have a community. This is why it's important to have an organizational structure. So people can say, wow, I heard Nicholas speak. Nicholas really gets it. I want to be like Nicholas. God, Andrew really articulated that well. You see, you need to have leaders, and the leaders can only be judged by what they've done. Now, someone may change. You know, if you've been in with a relationship with someone for 10 years, they're fucked up. Yeah, sure, they can change. We always give people the opportunity to change. But if your life depends on, are you going to go with the person who may change or who's shown 10 years of consistent behavior, has always been there consistently, always called things out, always knows, you know, what to do at the right time? Who are you going to go with? Why would you risk the other thing? Sure, we give people an opportunity. Sure, you know, Saul can become Paul, or whichever way that went. Paul can become Saul, right? Or Saul can become Paul, right? Sure, anything is possible. But are you going to bank your fucking family's life on that? Look at Trump's entire life. A scam artist, bankruptcy. Just makes fucking fucked up decisions. Listen to him talk. How is it that we have a citizenry that is choosing such fucked up leaders? I'll tell you why. Because the American people have lost any concept of what it means to be a citizen, to exercise citizenship, because they have, the leaders are coming top down who have no accountability. And they want people to have no accountability. They want people just to give away their future to these fucking idiots from top down. What is our movement doing? Well, my run for Senate, if there's one word that describes my run for Senate, it is to demand citizenship. Citizenship. Hey, I have worked my butt off all my life. I don't need to fucking run for Senate, but I care about the United States of America because of the values it was founded on. So therefore, I'm deciding to run for Senate. I'm the most fucking qualified candidate. I know that. Everyone else knows it. People would say I'm overqualified, but I'm here. I'm putting myself out there. But you know what? In 2026, my position is this. I'm here. I'm going to do everything. But you must take some ownership. Do you care enough about yourself to say, I'm going to go get 10 people to pledge for Dr. Shiva? Because if you're not willing to do that, then fuck off. Seriously. Because there is no way to win a United States Senate seat. A good person, a truly honest, good person who wants to help the masses of people, cannot win a United States Senate seat on their battleground. What do I mean by that? What is their battleground? You have to raise $50 to $100 million. Okay? You have to suck Zionist cock. You have to bow down to AIPAC. That's the reality. So how can you ever win a United States Senate? How can a good, honest person ever win a United States Senate seat on a top-down Zionist cocksucking model? Can they? Tell me, can you? There's no fucking way. The only way for a good person who wants to truly serve and help the working people of this country, there's only one fucking way. And that way it has to be bottoms up. And it has to be demanding that all of us do it together. That everyone be accountable. So our campaign is asking for people to be local leaders. And what does that look like? That means, wow, I really like Dr. Shiva. Okay, what the fuck are you going to do? We had some guy on Twitter about a couple of weeks ago when I started exposing, you know, Trump for his Zionist cocksucking. He says, I collected signatures for you. You know, my family helped you. And I wrote him back. I said, what the fuck are you talking about? You helped me? You see how twisted this is? You're not helping me. You need to realize you're helping yourself and your family and your children by having the opportunity to get a candidate like me. You see, the top-down model is a begging model. The top-down people are on top. They're telling people, oh, you're helping me, when it's all so fucked up. Citizenship demands I am participating in this America, which the founders created, because I am going to lift myself and my community up. And this candidate here happens to be the best person I know from a meritocracy perspective, not because they came from a history of bullshitting people and looking good and getting all the right plastic surgery at the right time. You see, this stuff is very fucked up, what they've done to the magnificence of what the founders created. There's nothing like America that was ever created. And people are spitting on it. And they're spitting on it by giving away their citizenship to these fucking morons. And the United States government is completely hijacked. Donald Trump is owned by Israel. The Congress of the United States is owned by a foreign power. The cabinet of the United States is owned by a fucking foreign power. Congress and Trump is going to ask for $200 billion more to fight the war in Iran. My tax dollars are going for that. Your tax dollars are. The United States has been hijacked. And all these fucking grifters who do not expose the not-so-obvious establishment at the right time are supporting that. It's sick. It's very sick. The United States government has been hijacked by a foreign power. 95% of Congress is owned. Why don't they exercise the 25th Amendment on Trump? He's shown enough evidence that he's unqualified to fucking run this country. The cabinet is all Zionist cocksuckers. They want to destroy this country because this country has a framework for real freedom. And my run for Senate gives Americans the opportunity to be actual fucking citizens. And we want all of you to roll up your sleeves and do it for you and your families, not for fucking me. I'm just a fucking product, an excellent product, an excellent weapon. But all of you need to get involved and have this experience of what it means to be a little bit uncomfortable going and talking to your neighbors, how you can become an agent of change. That's called leadership. Fucker Carlson is not a fucking leader. He's a CIA, Mossad, grifting, motherfucking agent. Ian Carroll and Jake Shields will never support our movement because the day they support our movement, they're out of fucking business. And all of you who get this at a deep level, and we have billions of people seen our videos, so people know we're here. And the leadership we've developed are amazing people. So we've created a global infrastructure, technology, you know, IT. We have the right fucking science, and we give people shit to do to deliver solutions. There's no one like this out there. And my run for Senate, I would say, is the last hope of this fucking country. And I don't mean to be dramatic, but it gives people the opportunity to mobilize, to learn what it means to be a fucking citizen. Get involved. In what, March? 6 months? It's going to be over. 6 fucking months. We need all hands on deck. Go to Shiva for Senate. Volunteer. If you have lots of money, fucking donate. If you don't have the time, then donate your fucking money. But we are mobilizing people bottoms up so people can become leaders. And we're telling people to go get people to pledge for us. Go talk to your neighbors. Go talk to your dentist, your doctor, your plumber. Explain to them. We have more than enough videos. We have more than enough content. But we want to give people the experience of what it means to be a citizen. We want to give people the experience of explaining to people, that's a fucking leader. That's a bullshitter. And if you're a fucking Christian, well, live a Christian life. That's what Christ did. And that's why he was crucified. He called out the NSOEs of his time. He was very fucking clear cut. Be a Christian. Be a true fucking Christian. But we live in a very dangerous time when the United States government is bombing fucking hospitals with children. And our tax dollars are going to support that. I don't know if you know, the Israelis didn't buy our F-35s. They were given it. Think about April 15th coming up. A portion of your money is literally going to fucking Israel. And fucking Jared Kushner and Steve Witkoff, who supposedly had failed negotiations, Jared Kushner is striking deals right now for $50 billion from the Middle East. He's a motherfucker. Because the Zionists believe they are better than you. We have a chance to get our shit together, and our campaign for Senate gives people the opportunity to experience what it means to be a citizen. Get involved. We have a lot of amazing people. We just set up our campaign headquarters today. Get involved. And you can be anywhere on the fucking planet, and we've made it easy. You can help make phone calls, whether literally you're in Chile or Finland or Singapore, you can help make phone calls to help mobilize people in Massachusetts. And people in Massachusetts, get off your butt, help us. We've created an infrastructure. Next Saturday, not this Saturday, next Saturday, we'll be doing an event at our building at 2 p.m. I think that's March, what, 30th? Is that right? If I'm right, we'll put it out there. 2 p.m. at 701 Concord. It'll be up on our website at Shiva for Senate. We're going to build community. We're going to give people opportunities to grow. This is not about me running for office. It's about you becoming a citizen of this great country, a true citizen. And we live in extraordinary times. People are realizing how the Republicans and Democrats mean dog doo-doo. We're running as independents. 60% plus of Massachusetts is registered independents now. We're going to win a U.S. Senate seat, not to go in and pass bills, but to use that Senate seat as a global platform to agitate, to expose, and to expand our movement. That's what we consider winning. And we're going to address real issues that intersect at the national level, what's going on at the local level. We're going to do that. But we need people to not be theoretical. We need people to recognize we're busting our butts. We have a real campaign, a real movement. And the thing that people can do is we're getting people, as Suresh brings up Shiva for Senate, this is a tactical thing you can do. Right now, if you go to Shiva for Senate, right there is a button, Shiva for Senate, not president, ShivaForSenate.com. If you go to that site, you'll see that there's a button right there. To pledge your vote. So hold it right there. So we want people who know people in Massachusetts. So if you're, I see Ingrid Romero's from Massachusetts. Ingrid, you can pledge and you can get 10 other people to pledge their vote. Okay? It's easy. You click on that button and you can fill it out. And if some people say, well, I don't, grab them by their ear and fill in their phone number. Do it right then and there. We don't have a lot of time. We've made it easy. We have IT people who built all of this. We've made it easy. So every person who pledges, tell them to go get 10 more people. Oh yeah, I know Dr. Shiva. He fought against a fake Indian. Yeah, that's great. I love this. Well, fucking do something now. What can I do? Go get 10 people to pledge. We made it easy. In 10 days, get 10 people. It'll take you 2 hours of your very busy life. You can pull some hours from watching an NFL game, some hours from, you know, listening to whoever you fucking listen to, okay, on social media. We need 2 hours of your time, 10 days, get 10 people to pledge. That's how we're going to win, but people win. We all win. No one's run a campaign like this. We are telling people to be truly fucking American. Anyway, remember, the not so obvious establishment is more dangerous than the obvious establishment, and you must call them out. The not so obvious establishment exists to take advantage of your good heart. Well, he did say some nice things. Why is Dr. Shiva attacking him? Couldn't we work with them? No, you fucking can't. Could Jesus Christ have worked with the Pharisees and the Sadducees? No, they were worse than the fucking Romans. Christ spent most of his life calling out the Sadducees and the Pharisees because they were using the word of God to fuck over people. They're dangerous. The Romans at least said, we're going to fuck you up. I'm going to fuck you up. Great. Thank you. I know where he stands. But this guy's saying he's anti-Zionist or he's against the establishment. But how come he's promoted so much? How come he's on every fucking YouTube channel? How come no one's banning him? How come he's in the White House with Trump and he's anti-establishment? Does this make any sense? Please. God gives you the data right in front of you. It's like people don't want to look at the fucking facts. So either you can be fucking stupid or you can say, I don't want to be fucking stupid. So our movement, our campaign is about saving yourself, about making you a human being who can stand up on your own 2 feet. And you can be a strong human being. We don't want to create weaklings. They want weaklings. They want to weaken you. We want to strengthen you. That's leadership. I'm a leader. The American people deserve real leaders. Our movement is creating leaders. Because there is no place to fucking get leadership training anymore. You don't get it in your fucking churches. Fucking priests are banging little kids. You don't get it in your school systems. They're fucking taking money from Epstein. Literally. We have to build ourselves up, and you have to do it on values, truth, freedom, health, not power, profit, control. So we exist. No one can excuse themselves. You could if we didn't exist, but we fucking exist. And people know we exist. So don't give these people an inch. Don't. Because they are not giving us an inch. Questions? And who's running the meeting today? Joe, is it?
Yeah, Joe is. And me, but yeah, Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, so we have a protocol for running, taking questions. Let's go.
Yeah, so it's we want people to put their questions in the chat. Do not raise your hand. We want people to put their questions in the chat to any of the co-hosts, and make sure, you know, this helps that you think about your question and this question. And we're only going to be taking questions that involve an action towards it. So good questions would be, you know, how can I help? Where do I volunteer? You know, that's the type of questions we're looking for. If it doesn't have an action attached to it, then, you know, we're not going to take those type of questions. So please send them in the chat to me or any of the co-hosts or Dr. Shiva. Thanks.
Yeah, and to people who are here, you know, you can learn. You have, if you want to really change the world, you have to understand the physics. And we made it easy. You don't have to have an MIT PhD. You don't have to know calculus. That's a system science. We have a global organization. So you have people, so you don't feel alone. And three, we'll give you actions to do. Hey, you can help do this. You can hand out flyers. You can do this. You can run a meeting, right? We give you tangible things to do. We've created an organizational structure for people to grow. Okay, any questions? I think what Nicholas was saying, if you're going to ask a question, you know, please ask a question in such a way that we know that you're serious, or you also want to support doing something, you know? As people are thinking about this, a couple of action items. Nicholas or Zach, if you guys can put out next Saturday at 2 p.m., 701 Concord Avenue. If you're anyone in Massachusetts, you're welcome to come. We're going to have some refreshments, but that's in Cambridge, Massachusetts, 2 p.m. next Saturday. You'll get some announcements. Please share that with everyone. We do these Thursday events at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. You're welcome to come. In addition, you can go to Shiva for Senate, volunteer, you can donate, you can volunteer, you can help us get pledges, you can pledge. There's many, many things you can do right there. All right. Well, if we don't have any questions.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
From Shanita, I'm a health education teacher. How can I incorporate your health academics in my health curriculum?
Is it Shanita? Is
that Shanita, her name? Shanita Williams, yeah.
So Shanita, first of all, we do a tutorial. I think it's every is it on Fridays? Forget.
Yeah, Systems Health every other Friday, yes.
Yeah, so we have created, if someone can bring this up. So Suresh, before you go there, if you can just go to the Truth Freedom Health website. Let's just walk you through this. So what we've done, Shanita, is we've created a framework that people can participate in multiple ways. But if you go to Truth Freedom Health, on the top slider of the course, you can see that, you know, I'm teaching people system science so people can see the world as it is. But one part of that is theory, the science of systems. The other part is we have a community. And then the third part is action, which is to deliver solutions. As you scroll down through the site, we've done it as an educational, so you can understand what is Truth Freedom Health. Let's go down. The other piece that I just want to emphasize is, and I want to, no, stay there, Suresh, on the real. So one of the things is change is not going to happen overnight. People have gotten into quick fix solutions. And we're very clear on this, that the change is going to happen by daily practice. Just like you have to exercise each day, you have to eat properly each day. It's not any one thing. So we've created a way that you can practice being a good citizen. Every day, you can hand out a card. You can come to our forums. You can connect with people. Scroll down. So as a part of that also, the education, Shanita, is all here. The theory involves, as you scroll down, you can learn the science of systems, right? And in order to do that, we recommend people watch this video, Shatter the Swarm, first. And then we've made it really easy, go down, that you attend one of our orientations, which you are today, step one. Step two is we have a course called Get Off the Plantation. It's absolutely free. It's a 30-part course. Next, we have the Foundations of Systems course. All of our health educators, and I'll get to that, all go through the Foundations of Systems. And the reason this is important, if you remember during COVID, Shanita, there were yoga teachers, there were health educators. All of those people, when COVID came, these same health educators were telling people to get vaccinated and were telling people to wear masks all day. And the reason is those health educators, A, didn't understand a systems approach to the body about the immune system, and B, they had no political training to understand how they were being manipulated. So you can't actually be a good health educator without understanding system science. In fact, in the traditional systems of medicine, a healer had two definitions. A healer was a warrior who fought evil, and a healer was one who fought death. So fighting in the real world, you know, participating as an activist in politics, and taking care of your body were the same word in healer. It was the word vaidya. So if you want to be a good health educator, in our model, we ask everyone to go. In fact, it's a requirement to go through Foundations of Systems. And as you scroll down, we also have a leadership program. If you keep going down, so the site is structured like that. We have the theory, go down. We have all the educational elements here that anyone can learn, okay? Keep going down. The next part of the site, as you scroll down, is the community. We have warrior scholars all over the world, so you can connect with people. And we have many, many events. So one of the events, go down, we have the orientation. We have the Foundations of Systems. Go to the next one to the right. We have one of our solutions, Cytosolve. We have something coming up on osteoarthritis, for example. Next. So we integrate Truth Freedom Health. We're the ones who created the clean food certification for food globally. Shanita, next. And then we have Systems Health, which would be right up your alley. There's a tutorial that's coming up, and it's every Fridays at 11 a.m., every first Friday, and every third Friday. So I'd recommend you attend that. Go down. You may want to let her know, Nicholas, you may want to send her that link. And then we have action, okay, where people can educate others. We have all these flyers and cards people can hand out. Next. And we have these solutions. So one of them, if you go to the right, Suresh, right there, that would fit Shanita. Next is if you click on the Systems Health program, yep, let's go into that. Yep, go into that, please. So Shanita, you may want to go check out Systems Health, because we have our separate institution for health educators. We apply system science to integrate Eastern medicine with engineering system science. Health education is going to be about a $280 billion industry. And we have a health education program that's unmatched because we take a systems approach to health. Anyway, it's a long answer to your very good question. Joy Giffen says, we've been trying to write or talk. So can they not chat? Oh, we can see now. How can we give ideas, talk about systems we've been developing in the field? I'm not sure what you're talking about. What systems have you been? So do you just want to talk about systems you're working on? Joy, is that what you're saying? You can give her my email if she wants to write to me, Nicholas. Okay?
Okay.
I think she wants to talk in general about systems. Okay. Well, that's a different forum, Joy. But you can write to me and we can have it, you know, you can share with me what you've been doing. Yeah, let me just tell you, we have a lot of people, people come, I know everything about systems. I'm doing systems. All right, great. And if you want to tell us what you're doing, send me an email. But that's not the purpose of this forum. The purpose of the forum here is this is an open house so we can introduce people that we're doing, and the goal is to engage people so they can be part of this movement. If you want to just randomly talk about something, that's great, but go through our course because you haven't taken engineering system science, because this course is not offered anywhere, including at MIT. So I would urge you guys to let go of your egos and really, you know, get involved at a very, you know, from a childlike framework into understanding what we're doing first. Okay. Okay. You did it in the field. Great, Joy. You know everything. Great. You've done it. You've done it all. You've been there. You got it all. Thanks. Email me and we can talk about it. Next. Okay. All right, Nick. I think, and Joe, great meeting you're running here. But again, Shiva for Senate, get involved. We're going to be working on some messaging this weekend. So we look forward to working with you. To all of you people want to help, go to Shiva for Senate and volunteer, and get involved. All right, everyone. Thank you. Be well.
Thank you, Dr. Shiva.
Yep. We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better.
Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become